8:30 a.m., December 3. The snow has subsided, for now, and has allowed mail deliveries to resume in the Tri-Cities, according to Canada Post. The National Service has downgraded its red alert to yellow for Coquitlam, Port Moody, Anmore and Belcarra, meaning operations will continue. However, during this period, delays are to be expected as agents and drivers will be proceeding with caution out on roads and sidewalks in local neighborhoods. We are going to do our best to deliver, Canada Post's website reads about the update, which also applies to most Metro Vancouver communities. A red service alert was implemented on Wednesday, November 30, in light of the aftermath of the snow event that brought between 10 and 20 centimeters to the Tri-Cities, including 25 cm at higher elevations. Canada Post spokesperson Valerie Chartrand said the conditions were unsafe for employees to efficiently conduct mail and parcel deliveries. For more information, you can visit Canada Post's website. Environment Canada is predicting temperatures to drop as low as minus 10 C with wind chill by Sunday morning, December 4, before warming up to 2 C by Tuesday, December 6. 2:30 p.m., November 30. Delivery parcels and mail are being kept on the shelves at its Tri-Cities depots until roads and sidewalks improve. Canada Post has issued a red service alert today due to current conditions from Tuesday night's, November 29, heavy snowfall and the colder temperatures anticipated for the region this week. The national agency has temporarily suspended its delivery service and has recalled its agents out in Coquitlam, and Port Moody. This goes for most other Metro Vancouver municipalities, too. In a statement, Canada Post spokesperson Valerie Chartrand said the safety of the company's employees is the number one priority. An alert can be issued for a particular community or an entire province, depending on the weather event. The Tri-Cities received between 10 and 20 centimeters of snow yesterday, and 25 centimeters at higher elevations, causing difficult driving conditions for everyday commuters and transit operators. Those unprepared were left spinning out on local roads, leading to delays during rush hour and others stranded at bus stops. Communities are encouraging residents to shovel their driveways and sidewalks so neighbors can get around with ease. So too is Canada Post. We encourage customers to clear the ice from their walkways, stairs and driveways, to ensure safe access to the front door for both their visitors, as well as their mail carriers, when service resumes, Chartrand added. For more information or questions about mail delivery, contact Canada Post's customer service team via phone at 1-866-607-6301 or on their website. At 11:30 a.m. today, Environment Canada issued a special weather statement for icy conditions in the Tri-Cities as temperatures are predicted to drop as low as minus 10 C with wind chill. Meteorologists are expecting the cold front to hover over the region tonight and tomorrow, December 1, coupled with winds that could gust between 15 and 20 kilometers h. The frigid temperatures are expected to remain at or below 0 C until Thursday night.